All right, 1380 WPHM Tuesday mornings. This is when we talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Cruising. There's a lot more river cruising these days. I mean, those big ocean-going vessels are huge. River cruises are a little smaller and really some unique opportunities.
Yeah, river cruising, as you've heard in the past, I've been on a couple myself, and I have to say it's one of my favorite ways to travel because you do get to go into different countries and see the small town atmosphere and feel like you're right there.
Yeah.
You know, and when you get off a cruise ship, like in the Caribbean or wherever, you've got three to 6,000 people getting off a boat.
Exactly.
You know, river cruising, there's 100 cabins, so there's only 200 people.
A lot more manageable. You're right. Those huge ocean-going cruise ships, it's like a floating city.
It is. It is. And what I like about the river cruising is that, and I'm going to kind of go through some of the countries that they go into, because I know everyone hears about the Rhine River and the Danube, but I want to kind of go over where they go, because the journeys is just an unlimited.
Okay.
And I'm talking right now, I'm going to talk about Viking River cruises, but all the river cruises, we sell them all and they all do this. But what's nice about being with a good reputable company like Viking or AMA or Avalon is that they do it right. They get you into the city. And one thing river cruising does is like they have that local person come on board at night and sing for 2 hours and gets everybody going.
Very cool.
And then the dinners at night are based on where you're at in Europe. So like if you're, you know, what is that called? Spitzel? I don't know, the little pasta thingies, whatever. Wherever we were, everywhere we went, we had such unique different meals and stuff. But what I wanted to talk about is cruising the world. And let's just start with Viking, because Viking is the one that started this whole thing. And it's been a great adventure. But, you know, of course, you can do the Danube, which is from Budapest to Passau, which is a great, beautiful Vienna, Bratislava, all of that, those countries. But then what a lot of people don't know is that you can do Amsterdam to Antwerp and back to Amsterdam. And that's a 10-day going up into that area, seeing the tulips and the windmills and all that. So, and Amsterdam's a nice quick flight out of Detroit.
That's true, yeah.
So you don't have to change planes or anything. Then, of course, there's the City of Lights tour, which is Prague, my favorite, to Paris, which does a couple different rivers, but it goes up and along and goes through different stretches of different rivers and gets you to all those points. And again, that one's called the City of Lights. And when you're on a river cruise, it is amazing to me how these cities have really done the light thing. They've got the bridges all lit up. They've got all the parliament buildings and all the churches are all lit up at night. It's just amazing. And then another one is, of course, I've done Budapest to Bucharest. That's a new one. And they start anywhere from 8 days to 23 days. You can do Bucharest, Romania to Amsterdam and do the Danube and the Rhine.
Oh, my.
So if you really want to see Europe in a relaxing, beautiful way, I mean, instead of doing that 23 bus trip, do 23 days of just cruising.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You can go into Bordeaux and go into the chateaus and the rivers and do wine country. You can do Lyon and Provence, France. You can go from Avignon to Paris and do all of France and do the wine tasting tours. And if you're into wine, it's cool because then the ship offers the region's wine.
Uh-huh.
And they go through all the different wines. And then one that I'm looking at doing in a group setting is Lisbon.
Uh-huh.
So doing all of Portugal. And it's a 10-day cruise. And then you stay a couple days in Lisbon and a couple days in Porto. But I think it would be a great one. But then what people don't know is you can go into China and Southeast Asia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
With a river cruise.
Yeah. Beijing to Shanghai.
Oh, my gosh.
And those are the ones that everyone I've ever talked to and fellow travel agents that have done it said it's their favorite cruise ever.
Really?
And they're different looking cruise ships. They're not even 100 cabins. They're very small.
Really?
But the food is amazing. You're down all these little rivers. There's, you know, all the little things that can happen in the river are right there. You know, it's a little different. Beijing to Shanghai. And then you do Tibet in one of them. You do the one that is, you go to Vietnam and go to where everything was in Vietnam, mm-hmm. and then you go back in through Asia. I mean, a lot of
wow.
different things. Yeah. You can do the Egypt and do Cairo
mm.
to down the Nile, and also Russia and Ukraine. Wow. So there really is a lot of options out there for river cruising. So if you want to go to some of these unique countries and unique settings, but maybe don't want to go to the big cities mm-hmm. like Tokyo or any of those, these river cruises hit some of the really unique spots in the country. So.
And like you said, you do get to get off the ship and visit some of these cities too.
Oh, absolutely. And when you get off, the people are so, so excited to see you there. Yeah. And you get to see all the different advances that these countries have made mm-hmm. since river cruising has been brought there and tourism. So I really, truly, with Viking, with most cruise lines, your alcohol's included, your tipping's included. It's really, truly just a one payment before you go, your layaway, your getaway, and then enjoy a river cruise. I highly suggest a river cruise, and it's really something you can book 2 years in advance,
okay. Make
your payments, or plan well. And we can also do some land tours or land mm-hmm. options if you wanted to. You're that far, we can add to that trip.
All right. Great way to see the world. If somebody wants to plan their river cruise, what should they do?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right.